You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Now, at most companies, the CEO may be in charge day to day, but the buck is supposed to stop with the board. If you want to force change at a company, that is a good place to start. Or at least that's the thinking of a hedge fund called Starboard, which owns a nearly 2% stake in Yahoo and wants to replace that company's entire board of directors. But how do you do that? And what if they don't want to go? For example, Valeant Pharmaceuticals recently asked a member of its board to step down, and he, let's just say, he declined. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at the mechanics of corporate boards.
The board of directors may be the boss of the CEO and management, but boards have bosses too. Actually, lots of bosses.
The board reports to the shareholders of the organization.
Josh Crist is a managing director of Crist Colder Associates, which does maybe 20 to 30 board placements a year.
Board members can be replaced by those shareholders.
There are a number of different ways that you can replace a board member.
Cindy Scapani is a business law professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business.
One may be the CEO has a private meeting and asks the member to resign.
You know, try and get them to go quietly. Or if their term is up, just don't nominate them to serve again. But if it's a shareholder who wants to make the change, they might go for something called a proxy fight, putting it to a shareholder vote.
You can vote either for management's nominees or you can vote for some insurgents' nominees.
John Coffey, a law professor at Columbia, says these proxy fights used to be rare. So-called activist investors, often hedge funds, are making them more common. But they are not easy or cheap.
That's really a kind of miniature political campaign.
You've got to track down a list of shareholders, which you might have to sue the company for. You've got to mail them all info on your new candidates, try and get them to vote your way, follow up with phone calls.
Most shareholders are not going to read this long, complicated proxy statement. That's why you're going to depend more on fight letters, newspaper ads, and the work of the proxy solicitors. These are well-known financial firms that specialize representing one side or the other in proxy contests.
Coffey says proxy fights can cost several million dollars, sometimes more. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.